The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life.
Settles in your soul.
Soul better be the soul of Jefferson.
It is the soul of Jefferson.
Amen.
This is Terry Raposa and
Janet Chandler
and Wynn Carpenter. Good morning.
We are here with Jefferson State of Mind, broadcasting live from downtown Reading at KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM. We are your talk radio, and we are streaming live. And this is important for all you folks want to share this, too. We'll talk about our archives, but we're streaming live at kcnrradio.com, kcnrradio.com. And we archive after this program, 5 minutes after. Yep. And we will be archiving this as we have for 13 years now. I had to think about that for a minute. 13 years.
15 years.
Is it 15?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, you 13. It's been going for 15.
Really? So mm-hmm. 2011.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back when I was in high school.
Yeah. I wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, Janet was a senior in high school. Yeah, just a senior in high school. Wynn came in here in diapers.
Well, you look great for 40.
Thank you, but you're actually welcome. It's 45.
Oh, okay.
And I'll probably be leaving in diapers.
We digress already. That's what happens when we bring Rich on. We digress so quickly. Anyway, so we are streaming live here, and we do archive. Make sure you share this program. If you have a question or comment, the phone number is 530-605-4567, 530-605-4567. I had a little surgery the other day, so my...
They took your eye tooth out and you can't see what you're
saying? My mouth isn't working the way it should.
Oh, and it's a good thing this is not TV.
Yeah, it is a good thing.
I told Terry, I said, what's that bruise? I said, did Sally give you a left hook or what? And Terry says, no, I went to the dentist. So I'm not sure which one to believe.
It's okay. I like my dentist. It's just
apparently he doesn't like you, though.
Well, yeah. Well, that's when you argue about your bill. This is what happens. So. Anyway... We've got a lot of things we want to get to today, but the first thing I want to get to is that with the state split that we are looking at now and James Gallagher's position as a congressman, now advocating for state split and soon to be doing that in Congress, we have a Zoom call that we have every other Thursday, the second Thursday and the fourth Thursday of the month. And if you'd like to be on that Zoom call and get in, give us your 2 cents worth, hear what's going on, the email address you need to have is
CA.
Well, it is CA. Anyway, I'll just spell it for you. It's easier than try to make up a word for it. Okay. It's C as in Charles, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, S as in Sam, P as in Paul, L as in Light, I as in it, and T as in Tom at gmail.com.
So it's CA State Split.
Cast?
No, CA. CA State Split at
gmail.com. Oh, CA State, well, actually, but there is no E. So it's C as in Charles, A as in Apple, S as in Sam, T as in Tom, A as in Apple, T as in Tom, S as in State, P as in...
It's castatesplit at gmail.com.
Well, there's no E, though.
No E where?
For state.
There should be.
There isn't. Not on the website. Got it. Nope.
Well, if it doesn't work that way, try with an E.
Yeah, try with an E if it doesn't work that way. But this is what I've got on an email I just got from Lauren. So anyway, go to castatesplit.com. gastatsplit at gmail.com. Second Thursday and fourth Thursday of every month. And it's at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time. The next one is July the 23rd.
Or just call Terry on the cell phone and say, hey, I can't get this.
Yeah. You call me with, well, actually.
Well, you need to go to the Gmail address so you can sign up to be sent the link.
To send the link, right.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to show a link on the radio.
Yes, it's very difficult.
Yeah. So, anyway, I know we kind of bumbled, or I kind of bumbled, fumbled, and stumbled through that, but you got the message. Anyway.
Well, okay.
Do you have the...
Yeah, I do have the email address on here.
And what does it say on yours?
CA State Split at gmail.
Can you spell it? Does it have an E?
It does.
Mine didn't.
That's why I said state.
Yeah.
Instead of stat.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I took it off the flyer. But anyway, okay, well, that's good. Well, we need to understand that it's state then. So go to either one and you're going to find us.
Okay.
So, Lauren, if you're listening, sorry to butcher that, but... Anyway, we have Rich Gallardo with us today. We've got a number of things to talk about. We want to talk about Measure B. We want to talk about the flock cameras. And, Rich, we'll just hand it to you because I'm doing such a great job.
Your jaw is still sore probably.
Very sore.
Yeah. Yeah, so Measure B, the lawsuit has been renewed by the state, now in local superior court. The first court date is this Tuesday. At Department 63, 8:30, coincidentally, the same day as the board meeting, which starts at 9, the county board meeting. So we'll talk about the board meeting in a little bit. But so this suit is going to be, it's a status conference, which I'm not sure the exact purpose for a status conference, but just by using the words status and conference, it's probably just to say, look at the legitimacy of the suit and probably set some hearing dates, more than likely. That's what we're expecting. And, our attorney is going to be out of the area for a good part of July. So more than likely the judge is going to set some additional hearing dates beginning very quickly in August. That's what we're going to expect. And, kind of related, you know, because of the last lawsuit that Ms. Katsky lost, to us, our attorney had filed for his attorney's fees in the amount of about $123,000. Well, Mr. Hanna, the judge, has decided on his own, and apparently he's allowed to do this. He decided to continue that case, which is a separate case, right? Separate court case, separate matter. And he's decided to continue this attorney's fees hearing until August 31. And in his, in the printing, which was called the preliminary, I think every week they put out a printout of the next week's court decisions, and it's basically an advanced look as to what is likely going to happen the following week in court. I forget the name of the document, but yeah, he basically says, yeah, we're just going to put off reimbursing Mr. Haberbusch, because we want to wait and see what happens with the lawsuit from the state of California. That's really is his justification. So
but they're not even connected.
There's no
nexus.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, he tries to create a nexus, but very weakly. So, yeah. And again, since we're talking about Measure B, just real quick, right? We do have our fundraiser coming up July 24. So we're only 12 days away. So people are donating items, they're buying tickets, but we still need more. We need more people to buy tables, we need more items for raffle and auction, so we're still doing that. Everybody can go to Jones Fort for all of those items, or you can go to our website, vote4b, that's the word F-O-R, vote4b, letter B, and you can get information there and contact me and Laura and also to get buy tickets and donate items for auction or raffle.
Is that vote4b.com?
Yes, thank you. And so it's building quickly and rapidly, and so we're expecting a really good event. They always are, and it's going to take place at Anderson VFW Friday, July 24. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6. So that's, you know, and we're having regular, contact with Alexander Haberbusch. We retained him for this current lawsuit from the state of California. And Alexander is the same, attorney that very astutely and intelligently defeated two prior attempts to stop Measure B from even getting on the ballot. So, and Alexander, he's the guy. He is the election attorney expert in California. And so for anybody that wants to donate to him, you can donate directly to him, but also make sure to mention Measure B. You can go to lexrex.org, L-E-X-R-E-X.org, and click donate. And there's a line on that donate page called honoree. So if you're going to honor somebody, they call them an honoree. So in the honoree section, put Measure B. And then he'll know to put your donation towards this lawsuit. And so related to this, on Tuesday's board meeting, this coming up at 9, item R5, the certification of the remainder of the June ballot, because they certified a couple of weeks ago the single state race, I believe it was, or was it the federal race? They've already certified a single race on the June 2nd ballot, but this Tuesday they're going to certify and declare the remainder of the June 2nd ballot, which is everything else, including Measure B. So, and again, that's a called a ministerial duty. If you remember last time, it's been a couple of election cycles now. Remember when the board declared under duress? Remember that? Everybody remember that?
Yep.
They declared the certification, but they did it under duress. Well, okay, whatever. Really didn't do anything. They still declared it, so... But here's a couple of very interesting things that people need to know regarding declaring the certification for Measure B, okay? And I'm going to give numbers because that's what I do. I won't flood you with numbers, but I'm going to give you a couple of numbers. So in Government Code 23712, which has to do with charter amendments, okay, the measure does not apply in 23712. This one... is our charter amendments proposed by the governing body, that would be the board, or a charter commission, which we do not have currently. And maybe I'll talk about that later. We do need a citizen charter commission. But that law only applies to charter amendments via those two avenues. Does not apply to a charter amendment via initiative. And the key to this law is we do not have to send this an initiative measure to the Secretary of State. It does not have to go to the Secretary for acceptance and filing.
So it would just be information only.
So Election Code 9122, okay, which is, it relates to charter counties and measures put to the voters. Gee, do you think Measure B applies? Charter county, measures put to the voter? Yeah, actually it does. So Election 9122 reads... charter amendments passed by the voters are considered adopted, enacted 10 days after certification is declared by the governing body. Nowhere in there does it read that has to be filed to the Secretary of State or anybody else. So because we did it via initiative, as soon as they declare this on Tuesday, the 10-day clock starts, and then it shall. Well, here's the word. They're considered adopted, enacted. 10 days after declaration. That's basically saying it's going to be adopted. There's no maybe or could be. It's are considered adopted.
Mm-hmm.
That's the verbiage in Election Code 9122. So, 10 days after Tuesday, so the following Friday, Measure B is enacted. It is on the books.
Okay, so the board has to embrace it, approve it, what have you? What's going
to
keep
them? They have to declare the certification. They don't have a choice. That's their only role in this matter up to this point.
And Tuesday's a drop-dead date?
Tuesday is the certification is being presented to them mm-hmm. by the Registrar of Voters.
What if they do?
And the county shall declare.
What if they don't do it?
They shall declare. I don't have that code in front of me. I've talked about it before on this very show.
Yeah.
The county shall declare the certification. They don't have a choice.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying.
Yes.
I understand what's written, but... What if they don't?
Well, then they're in violation of, I think it's a government code.
Okay.
They will. Well, they're going to do it. Trust. I have no issues there. They're going to declare it.
I mean, they're going to do it because...
Well, nothing surprises me anymore. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they won't defend it, but they'll do that.
So yeah, exactly. I happen to know a few people in the elections office right now, just a couple, you know.
Yeah.
They're already having meetings. the election staff, up to including the registrar of voters, are already having meetings and discussing how to implement Measure B. Because they're aware.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as it's declared, 10 days later, it is considered adopted.
Okay. Yes, yes, so they're already working on it. Good article on that.
Yeah.
That exact thing, Rich. Go ahead.
So they're already working on the personnel, the logistics, the financing, everything that they're going to need to do to enact Measure B.
Right. Gotcha.
Why? Because that's the responsible thing to do.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, right. Court dates notwithstanding, of course.
Yes.
So that's what's going on there. And since we're talking about the board meeting and election laws, there's a couple items on this Tuesday's board meeting. They're going to issue letters of support for a couple of pending election bills.
Right.
And they're not good, by the way. Assembly Bill 2604, which is going to allow electronic online voter signature curing. So signature curing is a vote-by-mail ballot comes in and the signature gets rejected, or there's a lack of a signature. They do a curing process where they typically send out a little postcard and goes to the same address as the voter, and then the voter signs it, sends it back. And then the registrar compares that signature to the signature on file, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then say, all right, looks good enough. We're going to go ahead and accept the ballot and process the ballot. Well, now they're going to add electronic online signature curing. So you don't have to do it on a postcard anymore. They're going to do it via texting and via an online portal.
Okay, the online, when you go to any bank or any place else or any store and you sign you put your finger on the pad and you do it, it looks like a child did it.
Yeah.
So they're going to compare that to a handwritten pen signature, and they're going to say that it's valid or they're going to accept it. So how much worse is this going to get?
Well, the signature comparing aside, that's a train wreck. But aside, my point I'm making here is, instead of eliminating electronic elections processes, we're adding electronic processing.
Yeah,
that's going the wrong direction, board.
Right.
You better vote. You better change that and say a letter of opposition to AB 2604. And the next one, last one for this Tuesday, Senate Bill 1420. Again, the board's going to do letter of support. And this is where the Secretary of State is going to add even more regulations for vote by mail ballots. Wait. I thought Shirley Weber has already said we have the most secure elections on the planet or something to that effect. Why does she need more regulations for vote by mail if we already have a secure elections process? I'm just asking the question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So again, that should be a letter of opposition from the board regarding Senate Bill 1420.
And Senate 1420, again, is?
Is the Secretary of State additional regulations for vote-by-mail ballots.
Yep. Why does the board feel compelled to send these letters of support?
Joe Larmour, I'm sure, is telling them to do this. He controls them.
It just makes no sense.
And he's just the best lawyer. He's been giving them such good advice, especially over elections and Measure B issues in the last couple of years, hasn't he? He's been doing... Hey, by the way, folks, go to YouTube, shout out to Anonymous. Guess what? Their latest video, who is Joe? No More Lamour. That's what I'm calling him from now on. It's Joseph No More Lamour.
I don't understand the benefit to the county of sending these letters of support for state legislation.
Good question. That's something to ask the board on Tuesday.
Well, is it already legislation or is it?
No, it's a pending bill.
It's a pending bill. Okay, so what they're doing is saying we like your pending bill is all.
And why would they feel compelled to do that?
Beats the hell out of me.
It's not as if people in the North State are listened to, so why does the board suddenly feel compelled to do this?
Beats me. I wonder who initiated that, which one of the board members?
Yeah, well, and again, No More Lamour is part of this entire process. He advises them on legal issues.
I do have a quick question about that, Rich,
I
want your opinion on this. You know, we have supervisors who have been in office for some time. They're not rookies anymore. If Joe Lamour can say something and control everything they do, folks, are those the people you want in office? If they can't even have their own basic, if the thought process is Joe Lamour is the one who controls the Board of Supervisors, especially the quote-unquote conservative ones, are they fit to be in office if they can't even have their own opinion out of their own particular viewpoint?
Yep. And let me give you, now this is not related to Tuesday's board meeting, but a couple more election codes, election laws that are coming, and they're not good, by the way. Assembly Bill 1562. That will change the precinct worker selection process from an individual desiring to apply to work elections. It's going to change it to basically similar to jury service, where the pool of registered voters are going to get randomly selected. And that now this has to be suggested by the registrar, and the county board has to adopt this process before it happens. Mm-hmm. So even if this bill passes, it doesn't make it automatic. Mm-hmm. So it has to be adopted by the county board of supervisors for it to happen. But it basically turns it into like a jury pool, except it's an election worker pool. Very similar process, randomly selected, except this one gives the registrar of voters, unfortunately, too much generic latitude to determine if the random selected precinct workers are suitable for service or not. Yeah. So this one will be, so if it passes, we got to make sure our board does not adopt it.
What could go wrong
there, right? Not quite the last one. Senate Bill 1164. So the California Voting Rights Act, that is the large umbrella over the elections processes, laws, voter rights, etc. Senate Bill 1164 is going to replace the current Voter Rights Act, except. It's going to add severe restrictions for local bodies, that would be the Board of Supervisors, or officials, that would be the Registrar of Voters, enacting any kind of election process, procedure, anything. It is a catch-all. And before a local body or a local registrar enacts anything locally, it has to be approved by the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, the State Attorney General. This is the retaliation. Remember how the state retaliates against Shasta? They've done it two dozen times that I'm aware of.
Yep.
This is direct retaliation to Measure B. This bill, Senate Bill 1164, it is direct retaliation to we trying to enact local election reform. That is exactly what this is. It's not rocket science.
So no matter what, Sacramento is going to control Shasta County. Whether Shasta County likes it or not, they're going to toe the mark. They're going to do whatever the state says.
Yeah.
And so we are in trouble. I was going to say some profanities, but we are in trouble.
California State Split.com.
Oh my gosh.
And we did have a question this week about, you know, what are some of the things we talk about have to do with state split? Can you say everything?
Everything.
Yeah. This whole program, folks, even if you're not in Shasta County, everything Rich is talking about is affecting California, and one more reason for state split and following the lead of Congressman James Gallagher.
That reason basket is overflowing.
Yes.
I mean, we have countless reasons, and Rich has got some great information here.
Yeah.
And this is all the more reason for us to split away from California, so everybody needs to get on board and get this thing moving forward.
Yeah. Why don't we take the break right now, and then that way Rich can come back, and he's at an impasse right now.
Yes.
Okay.
Time has come.
For 51.
Amen.
Open your heart and home to an individual with intellectual and developmental disabilities and become a mentor with our California Mentor Family Home Agency program. We are looking for mentors in Shasta County. As a mentor, you can help an individual in need thrive. Mentors receive a monthly stipend to help cover the cost of care. Call 530-221-9911 or visit ca-mentor.com. That's ca-mentor.com.
Since 2019, Organic Pilates has been helping Redding build stronger bodies, not just for summer, but every season of life. Experience matters. We don't teach exercises. We teach to the body in front of us. The best way to start is with our $99 new student intro. One semi-private session, two group reformer classes, and an infrared sauna session. Visit us downtown with free parking. We're right in between curated and theory coffee. Your Pilates story starts here.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
It's time to settle up and ride west. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to bring Wyoming's own Ian Munsick to the Event Center stage. Friday, July 24th. Rising fast and bringing his signature sound. Ian brings the west to the rest. Tickets are just $60 plus fees. But they won't last long, so don't wait.
Must be 21 to attend.
Make it a country night to remember. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN to reserve your room and grab your ticket.
Dust off those boots.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Trying to figure out why Sally put that song on.
I told you it was that left hook she gave you.
It is.
She's bad to the bone.
Oh, man, don't make me laugh. Yeah. Anyway, we are back here at Jefferson State of Mind, M-I-N-E. We hope you're enjoying the show, but more importantly, we hope you're getting some good information. So, Rich, there's another assembly bill you'd like to talk about, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. So, Assembly Bill 181. It's been in the news. Shasta Unfiltered did a story on this. This is where, and it's been chaptered, so it is now on the books. This is one that basically neuters the state superintendent of public instruction.
Oh.
So, Sonia Shaw did very well in the primary. She, I forgot which district in Southern Cal. She's still a board member there, I believe. She's running for state superintendent of schools. And in her role down there, she, gave the state middle finger on their laws about hiding the kids' gender transitioning, parental rights stuff. She just killed it. She did a great job. Well, so we had an election on June 2nd. Well, she did quite well. She won in the primary, so she's going to go to the finals in November. So that was June 2nd. So remember how quickly the state likes to retaliate, right? So on June 26th of this year, so that was the election wasn't even certified yet, and they introduced. Actually, it's a gut and amend. We all know how the state likes to gut and amend, and I'm going to come back to this because this what happened is egregious on two levels. Not only are they going to neuter this state constitutionally allowed position, they're going to neuter it. They're going to hand over all those major authorities and responsibilities to an appointed commission. And so basically, you know, the superintendent's going to show up and just have coffee and go home because there's really nothing to do. It's crazy. And by the way, this is probably not going to be the first.
How much does the job pay?
Oh, it probably pays
Well, I mean, it's, you know, one of the major department heads.
All you do is go in and read a book.
So this is, again, direct retaliation by the state of California against the people who are trying to do a conservative, moral, constitutional things. Yet another example. Now, except this is at the state level, right? They're not coming after Shasta on this one. They're coming after all the counties. But here's the key with this. So the gut and amend, as we know, this bill, AB 181, was actually introduced January of 2025, which is the beginning of a two-year legislative cycle. This is what's called a placeholder. Okay, they introduce a bill, and it's very generic, and who cares? They're going to protect the butterfly, whatever. It goes through a couple committees, and then it goes into suspense file. And it just sits. It just sits and sits and sits. And then later, and, you know, I have intimate knowledge of this website, the state website, about laws and bills, because I'm there, like, all the time. And so it just sits and sits. So this particular one was a generic bill on budget legislation. Very generic. So when you read the title of it, you knew it was a placeholder. Okay, that's all this was a placeholder. Because you have to introduce bills. There's a specific timeline in the state legislature to introduce a bill. If you don't introduce a bill by a certain date, you no longer can introduce new bills. So they introduce these placeholders just so that they're there so they can later gut and amend. And the gut and amend process, of course, shouldn't happen at all. Right? It's total tyranny. So this one was introduced as a budget bill. And then I'm looking at this, and I sent this all to you all. In January of 25, on April 2nd of 2025, it got basically put in the suspense file 3 months later. So it sat. This bill, AB 181, sat from April of last year until June 26th of this year. 14 months. That bill just sat collecting dust. Well, guess what they did? They gutted and amended it and turned it into a state superintendent neuter bill. But here's the key. Listen to this. Okay, as much as I've been following bills and laws for 5+ years, right, in their processes and their timing and everything else, the fastest gut and amend I have ever seen before this was about 2 to 3 months, where they would take a dead bill, gut and amend it, finish the process, and then chapter it. Guess how much time it took when they gut and amended AB 181 and they chaptered it?
Well, obviously,
it wasn't 2 or 3 months. It was 15 days, people. The tyranny is now down to 15 days in the state of California.
Wow.
Okay?
June
26th of this year, they got amended it. July 10th. So from June 26th of July 10th. It has been chaptered, people. That's a 15-day tyranny. I don't know. It's time. Maybe it's time for the pitchforks, you know, and the torches. I don't know. This is so egregious. It's a 2 or 3 month gut amend's bad enough, but now they're doing it in 15 days. Oh, it gets better.
Because they can.
Yeah. It gets better. You want to hear how it gets better?
I'm not sure.
They're erasing history, okay? On the snapshot that I sent you guys across the top, when you're looking at a bill, one of the tabs says compare versions. Sorry, am I talking too loud?
You're off the mic.
You're fine, buddy.
Good. Okay. There you go.
One of the tabs says compare versions. Mm-hmm. So you click on the drop down. Every time it's amended, there's a date. Every time something changes with the bill, you can click on that amendment date.
And compare the two.
And you can compare all the different versions. On this particular bill, when I click on compare versions and I go to the very first, remember what I said? January of 25, it was a budget bill.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what shows up when I click on compare versions in January 2025? The final text of the bill shows up. It doesn't even show any of the original bill, does not show any of the amendments. It does not show the gutting and amending, because I've done this many times. When there's a gut and amend and you compare versions, you open up the changed amended version. You have the red strike through, which is what they got rid of, and then the blue italic insertion of the amendments. It's gone.
It's all red and blue. Huh?
It's gone. It is the compare versions. It's gone for AB 181. They are erasing history.
So getting,
it is not there.
Getting amending should be illegal.
That shouldn't happen in the first
place. It should not happen ever. So if they have a bill that they don't want, then don't pass it. But if they want to introduce a bill totally separate, which this is, going from the inception of it to the completion of it, two different bills, go ahead and introduce the final bill that you want to have and get away from the gut and amend issue.
The Constitution for the state of Jefferson does not allow gut and amend. It says so in the Constitution.
Yeah. Oh, but they're not following the rules. Once again.
State of Jefferson Constitution.
Oh, I thought you said California.
No, state of Jefferson
Constitution. Oh, okay, yes, I agree.
That's all I had on that one, but that is some extremely egregious tyranny, and it's on the fast track. Now we're doing 15-day gut and amends, folks.
We can't stop any of this.
No.
Nope.
We have no representation here.
Yep.
We might as well have bars around Shasta County.
Well, even if all the people in California united and decided to fight against that, they still cannot. Exactly. They still cannot fight against it because it's the jack wagons in Sacramento that are doing it. Yep. They're not going to feel the pressure. They don't give a damn.
Right. So that's all I had on that, but that was still pretty big. You know, Unfiltered did a good generic story on this bill.
Yeah.
But they didn't talk about what I just did.
Right.
About this expedited gut and amend process.
Yeah.
Okay. Which is why I'm mentioning it today. This is bad, folks.
It's great information to have. It's unfortunate information to have to have. Mm-hmm. But it is good that you've done the deep dive and found it.
Mm-hmm. We're not supposed to be paying attention to this.
Thank you. Jeez.
Well, we have one more reason for splitting the state. Thank you, James Gallagher, Congressman James Gallagher. Yeah. Also, we have a problem with flock cameras.
Yeah.
In which I saw Kevin Cry most recently trying to walk that back as fast as he could.
Today on his radio show this morning. I think he actually used the A word, apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty rare for him.
Couple of times.
And he regrets.
We can thank Doug Jakey for that one.
Yeah. Well.
Thanks, Doug.
And as you well know, I'll remind everybody, I have a website, ShastaCountyALPR.com. Mm-hmm. That's my website.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That went live in March, I believe. And that's when I started the local conversation about the flock cameras here. And the county is not the first one. City of Anderson, City of Reading have had license plate cameras for several years now. So, I'm not necessarily just chiding the county because both cities, or the Reading and Anderson anyways, they've had them for a while. And they need to go away too.
No, Rich, aren't a lot of the counties and cities getting rid of those things, including a lot of the counties that are blue?
So, a couple of sources you can go to answer your question. There's a Facebook page called Deflock America. Deflock America Facebook, and there's a website, deflock.org. And there's others, but those are the two that I'm really aware of right now. And the answer is yes. There are jurisdictions all across the country now that are getting rid of their, and they call them flock cameras. That is a brand name. There are approximately, I don't have the list with me, there's approximately 4, 5, or 6 companies that have license plate readers. The city of Reading does not use Flock. They use, I believe, I want to say Genesis, something like that. So when you say Flock, just we're talking about license plate cameras.
Is that the company where you take the L out?
Yeah. Get the Flock out of here. What do you got, Wynn? You got a question?
Okay, you said Deflock America on Facebook.
Correct.
And then the other one was Deflock...
.org.
.org, thank you.
And deflock.org, of course, I looked up Shasta County, and they had some of them correct, but they also had a lot of them incorrect. So I sent them my website. No, here's the actual verified cameras. And you know what? Within a week, they adjusted the Shasta County database on their national site. So good for them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they want to be correct.
Well, that's good. They should hire you.
Well, I gave it to them for free.
Yeah.
Okay, that website's free to view.
And LAPD has said they're not going to renew their flock contract.
LAPD.
So.
About as blue as it gets.
Yeah, about as blue as it gets.
And why? Yeah. The reason given was community complaints.
Well, actually the real reason, okay, the real reason Santa Cruz, LA, and all these places are getting rid of their flock cameras is because the federal government is accessing the database to enforce illegal immigration and arrest illegals. It's right in the news stories, right? I'm not even guessing.
So LA scared of
that. The federal government's accessing the database, and there's no way for the individual jurisdictions to stop that access from the federal government. So this is only a short-term fix, folks. Trust me. The LA is getting rid of the camera contract, but trust me, as soon as those checks and balances are put in by Flock, as soon as those checks and balances, and they will, it's just putting in some program code. when those checks and balances are put in, oh, trust me, those cameras are coming back to those very same jurisdictions.
They'll do a backdoor entry on that somehow.
Well, it is what it is, right? Yeah. I'm just saying, they're not getting rid of the cameras for Fourth Amendment violations.
One more reason for state split.
Wow. And by the way, Flock, by the way, they're worth over $300 million.
Wow.
And I've seen online now, Flock, there's so much pushback. And there's a lot, you know, I do not encourage vandalism against these cameras.
Mm-mm.
However, there's ways to defeat them without damaging them. I won't say it on your show because I don't want you all to get in trouble. But I will be putting that information out on my website, ShastaCountyALPR.com. Okay. I will put out, and I will certainly not advocate for any damage to any government property. But there are ways
to
defeat.
Nor do we support that.
Correct. Yes. Correct. But you know what? You can use your imagination. So I'm going to put it up. It's called free speech. And again, I will not advocate for damage or destruction, but there are ways to defeat those things where you don't damage or destroy the property. So Flock is now sending, because the push is so severe, and there's pictures and videos everywhere on the internet of people actually damaging and destroying the cameras, and I do not suggest that. Mm-hmm. But they're getting cut down, typically with a sawzall, because the poles that these cameras are on are really flimsy and very narrow.
Just pipe.
But most people are just cutting them down, and then some people are actually stealing the cameras.
Of course.
But the point is, people are they're a little ticked off about this, right? And so, it's happening.
Hmm.
Is there any indication that this is headed to the Supreme Court under the Fourth Amendment?
Not to the Supreme Court, yes. San Jose, okay, EFF.org, Electronic Frontier Foundation, EFF.org, is sponsoring a lawsuit suing San Jose City Police for the Flock cameras. They're kind of touching on the Fourth Amendment violation a little bit. I think they're afraid. They're touching on more of the unlawful access to the databases and hacking and such. And again, they're the illegals, right? Mm-hmm. The cameras are being used to catch the illegals because it's San Jose,
mm-hmm.
right? It's the Bay Area. There's a high population of non-white everybody there.
Mm-hmm.
But San Jose especially has a high, we'll call it Latino population there. And in answer to your question, there's a current lawsuit. It was just filed, I want to say, 6 months ago. I put the information on my website, Shasta County ALPR. So you can get specifics on the lawsuit and read the lawsuit. I have a link on there so you can read that lawsuit. We'll see where that suit goes. It needs to go to the U.S. Supreme Court because there are previous, and again, on my website, there are links to other Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court cases that talk about unlawful access to data without a warrant by the U.S., by the government of any kind. The Carpenter case, one of them has to do with GPS locators on a car without a warrant. Another one has to do with collecting cell phone geofence data without a warrant. So those have already gone to the U.S. Supreme Court. But unfortunately, a license plate camera case has not gone to the Supreme Court.
But it could. It could end up there.
It could very easily end up there. But they have to be, again, you got to read the San Jose case and see if they're actually trying to invoke the Fourth Amendment, where it would trigger a Supreme Court cert. But so the answer to the question is no. Supreme Court hasn't heard license plate readers yet, and they need to.
It's too new. It's just beginning.
Well, the lawsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's been several lawsuits, but again, until they go after the Fourth Amendment violation, that's what needs to happen. So, yeah, Kevin said, yeah, he doesn't like. He agrees. He made a bad decision with the Flock cameras. Cool. Well, Kevin, put it back on the agenda to remove the cameras. If that's how you undo it. You put it on the agenda for a discussion, and you get everybody on the record voting to remove the cameras, Kev. That's how it works, Kev. Okay? Talking about it does nothing. Get it on the agenda. What else?
Well, I think that, everything we're talking about here just leads to one conclusion. We don't have liberty. And when you talked about the pitchforks, is it time for the torches and pitchforks? Because it is the 250th anniversary of our nation, all of us have been watching a lot of things about the Revolutionary War, the Founding Fathers, what happened when this country first started. And believe me, the things that are happening here in California are much more egregious than anything King George ever did.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as we look at all this stuff, we really have to start standing up. And, Rich, I think that I'm going to give you a quick example of that. I encourage everybody to go to the fundraiser on July 24th at the VFW Hall to support Measure B. My wife is going to do that. She's having a landmark birthday. And rather than having a celebration for all of that with all of her friends and all of you guys, she has decided to go to that particular event and support Measure B and fighting for it. You know, a lot of times for us, there's been some times where we tried to give some real grace, I guess, to the Board of Supervisors. My family has no more grace. I'm tired of it. They're not rookies. You guys are making mistakes, as Rich just said, and I agree. Kevin, it's time to do something about it, not just talk about it, that you feel that there's remorse to it. I mean, that may get you kudos from people that follow you closely, but the real deal is we need to get rid of those cameras, and we need to turn this thing around, and you guys need to support Measure B. You should have to begin with. And not even supporting Clint Curtis. But as far as he's named in that case, isn't he, Rich? Clint Curtis.
Yes.
Yeah.
The county is,
and they're not,
Clint Curtis.
And Clint Curtis, he's not even...
He doesn't even do anything. It's not. He has no power over
support.
Measure B.
But they'll support Stephanie Bridget, who broke the law openly and said she broke the law by using her employees in her election.
Yep.
But because Bonta said he just didn't want to proceed with the matter... Not that she wasn't guilty, but he didn't want to proceed with it.
No.
The board has spun it to where, well, Bonta said there's nothing here. That isn't what he said.
Right.
Yeah. Do you want to take a couple calls in the last few minutes, too, by the way?
Well, and just to spin off on what Terry was saying about, you know, not going after Bridget, well, then why don't the board members who are running, why don't they use their office right now to run? Use their office to run. Use the staff below them to field the calls and to make the things happen for their office.
Yep.
Make that happen. So, do it. go ahead, do it. I support that. If you're going to support Bridget, then by God, by golly, I support you doing it. Go for it. See what happens.
I have some suggestions for the board to put now in action. Okay? They need to put on the November ballot a citizen charter commission. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Period. They need to reinstate the election commission.
Yes.
The Ladd versus Toller case is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was the reason to suspend the election commission. Bring that back.
Mm-hmm.
There's an election code right here, election code 19006. The intent of the legislature, and this is back in 2014, this law is 12 years old. A local jurisdiction may use available funds to research and develop a non-proprietary voting system. Non-proprietary, which means we get to look and see how the goulash is made in the electronic boxes. Not that I like the electronic boxes. So, gee, I wonder why the board hasn't done that. I've told this board for 2-3 years now, you can do a pilot conditional election systems program. I gave them the laws, and you enact a pilot conditional parallel program in conjunction with the current voting system, and so it's a test. It's a test phase, okay? And then if you can get the system and it works and it's pilot and conditional, then you can enact it. And in this very same law, 19006, the Secretary of State shall study and encourage the development of voting systems that use non-proprietary source code. 12 years ago, the Secretary of State was given the authority to look at systems with non-proprietary. Has she done that? No, the answer is no. The answer is no. The Secretary of State has not looked into non-proprietary source code election systems. 12 years. Nothing. Crickets. But it's right here in the law that our county jurisdiction may do so. Why are they not doing that? Why did they not bring in ballot printing, at least bring it into the state, get away from run back? No, they renewed run back for 5 years with no escape clause. Yeah, we've covered that before. And why did it not apply to be our own ballot printer, such as County of Orange? County of Orange prints their own ballots as a county, and they're also an approved vendor. So we could have moved our ballot printing to Orange County, number one, and we should have also applied to become our own ballot printer, a one-year process. Oh, that was 3 years ago I suggested that, and they've never done it.
Yeah. Janet, do you want to give the state split information on the Zoom calls? Because you could probably do it properly. Unlike
what's the website,
Mr. Medication here.
Yeah.
What's the website?
The website is californiastatesplit.com. And it's all written out. There are no abbreviations. californiastatesplit.com. And if you want to be on the link, get the link for the Zoom calls, which are on the second and fourth Thursdays of every month at 3:30 in the afternoon, and they end at 4:15. They don't go on forever. If you want to be on the list for that, the email address. There it is. The email address is kastatesplit@gmail.com. kastatesplit@gmail.com. And just indicate that you want to be connected with the Zoom calls, and you will be sent the link so that you can go on. It's a Zoom call. We can see everybody, except last time we couldn't see Terry because he wouldn't show us his horrible bruise on his face. But we talk twice a month about what's going on with the state split, the counties that have been contacted, the counties that have enacted an initiative support for the state split according to James Gallagher's proposal. We talk about what we're doing, about events. So if you want to be a part of that, kastatesplit@gmail.com. And the website that has all of the information as to why we think a state split is necessary, and there are proposed maps of how the state might be divided, not chiseled in stone, but some suggestions, and the reasons why, and that is californiastatesplit.com.
You know, Rich, we really come to a position with this Board of Supervisors, especially with the chairman of the board, unfortunately, that you were talking about how we kind of need to make the board listen to us. Well, they've cut back our public comment. They're now going to keep it at 30 minutes. It's gone down to 2 minutes. I mean, what they're doing is taking our voice away, sort of like cooking a frog slowly in hot water to where you boil them. And any suggestions? We got about 2 minutes, buddy.
Well, I have a lot of suggestions, but anyway.
Ones you can say.
Exactly, yeah. Otherwise, I'll be the beep button will fry the beep button if I really say what I want to say. But, you know, the thing is, folks, is we have to hold elected officials accountable. And, that's such a generic statement. But, and I've said this before, most elected officials locally will not do such egregious actions that are eroding, eliminating your basic rights. Most do not do that because of, you see the focus, right? The cameras, everything else, the Brown Act reduction, no opinion on Measure B, not fighting for the will of the people, not helping fight the state on Measure B. Those are all in direct opposition to individual sovereignty, liberty, constitutional values. And most of the local officials don't do that. That's usually left up to the state or the federal government to create such tyranny. And we have to, the people that do that, we have to get them out of office. Well, but so-and-so, we don't want so-and-so. Really? You're going to give a pass? You're going to give a pass to these affirmative votes that affirmatively erode your rights. Are you kidding me? And it's like, why would you give them a pass?
One of the most egregious things that you have mentioned today is AB 181, which is removing power from the state public instruction superintendent. One of the closest bodies to the people, one of the closest pieces of democracy is our local school boards.
Mm-hmm.
And if the schools in California are no longer under a superintendent of instruction but under an ill-defined committee, we have lost that very closest form of representation.
Maybe time to dissolve it.
But, I mean, how many times can we say CaliforniaStateSplit.com? How much people are you willing to put up with, yeah, with no representation, a state that doesn't listen to you, that is removing all of your rights, all of your representation? Folks, I can't stay here under these conditions much longer.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know. Rich Gallardo, thank you as usual. Great stuff. We're going to have you in a lot more with these updates. Continue to let me know, the stuff you want to do. Appreciate Absolutely. What you're doing. Janet, thank you. Little brother, thank you so mm-hmm. much.
My pleasure.
Yep, I'm going to go home and ice my face.
It's always my pleasure to share all this horrible information with all of our listeners.
Yeah. Everybody, please fight. Don't fight for you. Fight for your kids and your grandkids,
exactly.
if anything.
Exactly.
Time has come.
Just for fight. 51.
Let's get her done.
Thank you.
It's A&R, Shasta Redding.